glad to have you tuned in for Agriculture Today here on the K-State Radio Network. Well, in the aftermath of that substantial winter storm that struck parts of western Kansas a week ago this past weekend, there have been questions aplenty emerging from producers about how the insurance on that covered wheat can be handled from here forward. And information has come out now and has been gathered by our guest. He is Monty Vandeveer, Research and Extension Agricultural Economist for K-State, based in southwest Kansas. And there are so many variables in the mix here, Monty, so sorting all of this out has taken some time. But just to set the table here, there certainly are some key questions that need to be addressed by producers in working with their insurance agents, correct?
Yes. The damage was so widespread, and, the wheat maturity was at such different stages across, a very big area. It's going to be hard for us to make real blanket kind of statements. But the next big question is, when can I get an adjuster out there and sort of get an official assessment of how bad the damage is?
And that's key number one. Of course, complicating this yet is that the actual damage may not fully express itself for another few days yet in some fields.
Right. We're going to be taking a look at it. There's a couple different sources of damage. One is the temperature, cold temperature, and that really depends on the stage of development. And our agronomists have several different indicators that they're looking at that way. And another problem we had out here was, with a foot of heavy wet snow sitting on top of it, some of it was just broken stalks and bent over, and we're waiting to see if it bounces back.
Yeah. Well, to the important matters at hand here, what to consider if, in fact, a loss has been incurred. And you mentioned the first order of business is to have that insurance company come out and make the loss adjustment if there is one. At that point, what should producers be thinking about initially?
Well, there's several options. It depends how bad the loss is. If the damage is light and you think you can still harvest some grain, you can go ahead and do that, and if there's still an insurance loss when you do the final calculation, you can get paid on that. When you think of harvesting cost on the order of $25 an acre, you're going to need, seven or eight bushels an acre just to cover your harvest costs. So that's even part of the calculation.
You put forth in an article you wrote up on this the question, what is a complete loss actually worth here? And you shared an example which illustrates this pretty well. You might pass that along.
Yeah, suppose we had a 40 bushel insurance yield, your actual production history yield for insurance. Suppose that's 40 bushels an acre. Well, we had a $4.59 per bushel projected price last fall. Remember, that's the price that's determined before planting to set your insurance dollar coverage. So $4.59 times that 40 bushel yield, that's about $183 an acre. And if you take that 75% guarantee level, well, you're covering about $138 an acre, and that's what you'd be paid if you had a complete wipeout.
And if you think about those numbers, that might come closer to making the producer whole, so to say, in regard to that wheat expense that they've incurred.
Yeah, it's interesting that $4.59 projected price. We've talked a lot lately about the lack of convergence between cash and futures. This is one case where that situation would help us, because any bushel that we're getting paid a loss on, that's $4.59 a bushel. That's a dollar better than what we're getting on the cash side out here.
Let's say that the adjuster comes out and a loss is, in fact, declared. The producer, as per insurance policy rules, can plant a second crop, typically, can they not?
Yeah, they can plant a second crop. The key here for a lot of us out in western Kansas will be, if they want to insure that second crop, it depends on whether their wheat had already been headed out. If the wheat's already headed out, then you can still go ahead and plant that second crop, but you just you can't insure it.
It's considered a double crop in that respect.
I think that's the rule that would apply. But whatever you call it, it's you can go ahead and plant something, but RMA will not insure it.
If, though, the crop had not headed out, was just short of that point when the damage took place, the producer then has some flexibility as to the extent they want to claim the indemnity on that wheat, or if they want to shift that over to coverage for that second crop, or a combination therein.
Yeah, it's actually several options in that case. The first case would be, okay, my wheat, say the wheat's a wipeout, I can take that 100% of the full indemnity on my wheat and not do anything. Second option would be I take that 100%, my full indemnity on my wheat, I can go ahead and plant my second crop but not insure it. The third option, the one that's a little trickier, is I can plant my second crop and then if I insure it, I only collect an initial 35% of the loss that accrued on the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple different possible outcomes. If we do insure crop two, we've taken that 35% of our wheat loss already, planted the second crop, probably Milo, insured it. Now, if the Milo doesn't have a loss at the end of the season, I can collect the rest of that indemnity payment on the wheat.
Hmm.
But if the Milo has a loss, then I've got a choice. If the Milo loss is small, I can waive the indemnity on it and go ahead and collect what's probably a pretty big payment on my wheat. On the other hand, if the Milo loss is large, then I can't get the full wheat payment I have. If I take an indemnity on my second crop, I forfeit that 65% of my wheat indemnity that I gave up before.
So it's a mix and match situation, and it just depends on what a producer wants to do if, in fact, there is damage to that second crop. Monty, a particular here, what do producers need to do with the damaged wheat until they move forward with their plan? That is presuming that the acreage has been released by the adjuster.
Well, once the acreage is released, well, they can destroy the wheat, they can till it up, they could spray it. If they think they can get some forage out of it, even, you know, hay or in silage, they can do it that once it's been released before they make any decision about going back to a second crop.
And this is another specific largely for the western part of the state, of course, but let's say that damaged wheat was part of a summer fallow system and it is declared a loss in this scenario here. Can producers go back and plant wheat this coming fall on that same acreage with no complications?
Well, if they do want to go back to wheat this fall, then the damaged wheat this spring has to be destroyed by June 1st. The fall planted wheat would not be considered summer fallow because the old crop's not destroyed by June 1st. It looks like, you know, you had a crop that year. So you're not going from fallow to crop. You had a preceding crop.
In other words, it would be considered, for insurance purposes, continuous wheat.
Right. So summer fallow is a big deal. A lot of acres in summer fallow out here in western Kansas. So really encourage producers to be in close contact with their adjuster and agent and make sure they're maintaining compliance with all those rules.
And one presumes that most of our afflicted producers in that region have made that call or otherwise contacted their adjusters, and the process is rolling for an adjustment to be taking place. But in the case where we might have somebody out there who hasn't taken that step yet, that is an absolute first thing to do, Monty.
Yeah, the insurance rules say once you're aware of a potential loss, you need to call your agent within 72 hours, and that starts the process going. And so it's not clear then how soon the adjuster may show up after that. And I think one of the fears we have out here is because so many acres were affected that we're going to need a lot of help on the adjustment side to get everybody covered in a timely way.
And along with that, then, documentation of that loss.
Right? Exactly, yeah.
Well, it's an important matter and certainly something that nobody expected. The late spring blizzard of 2017, which struck a large part of western Kansas and did inflict significant, if not substantial, damage to the wheat crop out there. How to handle the insurance claims on that wheat, a very important thing. And Monty, we appreciate the thoughts and the input as you put it together. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Eric.
He is a research and extension agricultural economist for K-State. He is based in Garden City, southwest Kansas. That's Monty Vandeveer. And Monty has put together a very good summary of all of these points to consider in making that wheat loss claim. It's on the agmanager.info website right now, agmanager.info. Look for the article entitled Grower Options for Insured Wheat Damaged by the Late Winter Storm. This is Agriculture Today. We'll be back in a few moments on the K-State Radio Network.